I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, May 25. Coming up, government to identify additional assets for divestment, CARICOM Review Commission to be chaired by former Prime Minister Bruce Golding, and government to roll out Jamaica House Fellowship Program. The details after the break.
JCDC presents the Culinary Arts Regional Competition 2016, Wednesday, May 18, YMCA Auditorium, 21 Hope Road, Kingston. Friday, May 20, St. Mary's Anglican Church Hall, Port Maria. Friday, May 27, Jockey Factory, Lucy Hanover. 10 a.m. daily, admission free. Come see the exciting Dutchy Dash, Hot Off the Grill, Mixology, the Rising Chef Competition, Celebrity Cook-Off, and much more. Free health checks by the NHF and Nestle. Sponsored by Chase Fund, Grace Foods, Excelsior, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Nestle, WeCan, Lyse Spring Water and Petcom.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be seeking to identify additional state-owned assets for divestment in its push to accelerate its privatization program. The accelerated program aims to achieve higher microeconomic efficiency, promote economic growth, and reduce public sector borrowing.
The government intends to apply the proceeds of divestment to either increasing capital expenditure or towards reducing debt. So whatever we divest, it is either going to supplement capital expenditure or reducing debt.
Entities being considered or in the process of being divested include the Kingston Container Terminal, Caymanas Track Limited, Jamaica Railway Corporation, Jamaica Mortgage Bank, Wigton Wind Farm, Norman Manley International Airport, and Petrojam Ethanol. A total of 214 names have been added to the Crying Child Monument in downtown Kingston. The additional names were engraved through funding from the Scotiabank Foundation and were unveiled by State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, Wednesday. The names inscribed on the monument are those of Jamaican children who have died under violent and tragic circumstances since May 16, 2011. Youth Minister Floyd Green says the ministry is looking to fast-track the review of the Child Care and Protection Act to be completed this year.
I think the establishment of the monument was hard but necessary because a constant reminder that we're not doing enough to protect our children. I think this in Child Month, where we've been focusing on children, it's important for us to have a function of this nature. Largely because, again, we have to remind the nation that more needs to be done.
Minister Green says the justice system will have to be effective as part of measures to ensure child abusers are found and punished. The memorial site was erected in 2008 by the Scotiabank Foundation. Former Prime Minister Bruce Golding will chair a Caribbean Community CARICOM Review Commission to be established by the government. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the commission is aimed at positioning Jamaica to take full advantage of membership benefits available under CARICOM.
The commission will evaluate the effects that Jamaica's participation in CARICOM has had on Jamaica's economic growth and development, with particular reference to trade, investment, international competitiveness, and employment creation.
The Review Commission will also analyze CARICOM's performance against the goals and objectives in the revised Treaty of Chagaramas and identify the causes of any shortcomings. Other objectives include reviewing CARICOM's arrangement in light of the wider Caribbean, inclusive of the Dominican Republic and Cuba, as well as the impact of globalization, and assessing the value of Jamaica's membership in the grouping and its influence in critical international fora. Additionally, the Commission will assess the benefits Jamaica has derived through functional cooperation within the CARICOM framework and make recommendations for its regional alignments with regard to but not limited to CARICOM. And the government will formally begin accepting applications for the Jamaica House Fellowship Program in June. Making his contribution to the 2016-2017 budget debate in Parliament Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the fellowship is designed to provide the government with the service of some of Jamaica's most promising young minds and high-capacity managers.
Jamaica will be at its best when its most talented graduates see a career in public service as among their highest possible ambitions.
The fellowship will afford the recipients the opportunity to work on, support, and implement high-priority initiatives in the National Policy Office, the NPO. The NPO is to be established in short order to support the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation in driving the economic growth policy. Jamaica House Fellows will spend 1 to 2 years as full-time paid fellows, where they will work alongside senior technocrats in government. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.